This is Long-Term Care Connections for January 14, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The 2026 National Quality Award deadline is coming up next week. If you are planning to apply for a Bronze, Silver, or Gold Quality Award, you must submit your application by 5 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd. Find all the info you need and the link to apply on the awards portal at acanCal.org. The Department of Health has rescheduled the long-term care Q&A call from December to Wednesday, January 28 at 12 p.m. Please re-register if you plan to attend this webinar. You can find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Long-term care partners from all settings are invited to join the Q&A call about infection prevention topics. This call will focus on answering your questions about all aspects of infection prevention, including personal protective equipment, antimicrobial stewardship, multidrug-resistant organisms, respiratory protection, hand hygiene, isolation, transmission-based precautions, and other topics. The call will include panelists from local health jurisdictions, DOH, and DSHS residential care services. DSHS has released two updated DEAR provider letters that supersede previous released letters regarding background check requirements for assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. Find the links to read these letters on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. CMS has reported a known issue with the MDS 3.0 Resident Level Quality Measure Report. The revised measure, the percent of long-stay residents who received an antipsychotic medication, was recently added to the report, which may be run on demand in IKEAs, allowing providers to review their measure calculations as part of their quality improvement efforts. However, an issue has been identified with the update where the footnote for the MDS hybrid measure, antipsychotic med, L, is displaying the incorrect 3-month reporting period when an end date after September 30, 2025 is requested. CMS expects this issue to be resolved by January 20. If you have questions about the revised measure, please contact regulatory at acca.org. CMS has released a quality and safety special alert memo related to the impact of the Internet Quality Improvement and Evaluation System, or IKEAs, on nursing home care reporting. The memo noted two specific concerns. First, some survey data did not transition correctly from the legacy system to IKEAs during the July 2025 transition. If facilities note discrepancies with their survey score on Care Compare, they should contact BetterCare at cms.hhs.gov. Second, beginning February 25, CMS will be removing the number of complaint allegations and the number of facility-reported incidents from Nursing Home Care Compare. CMS is evaluating how to better present complaint information to ensure it is clear, accurate, and useful for consumers making healthcare decisions. Read this week's LTC Connections for more information, and contact the ACA regulatory team with any questions. The CDC's Project First Line is hosting a webinar on Tuesday, January 27, on preventing and responding to respiratory infections and outbreaks in long-term care settings. CEs will be available, and participants will learn about illness recognition, testing, treatment, vaccination, infection control, and resources for healthcare professionals, residents, and their families. You are encouraged to submit your questions in advance. Find the link to do so, and to register, on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. In this week's grassroots update, we're rejecting the governor's budget, one voice at a time. Tune into TVW today to watch your colleagues testify before the House Appropriations Committee, where they will call on lawmakers to protect seniors and uplift quality long-term care by rejecting the governor's budget proposal. Providers, caregivers, and advocates are raising the real-world impacts of the governor's proposed cuts to Medicaid funding for assisted living and skilled nursing in legislative testimony this week, underscoring a shared message. These reductions threaten care quality, workforce stability, and access for Washington's most vulnerable residents. A special thank you to the teams at Cascadia Healthcare, Ensign Services, Avamere, Village at the Harbor, Hearth and Tress, Evergreen, Noble, Caldera, and Caring Places for your participation. Contact Aiden Swain at waca.org for ways you can also get involved in advocacy work this session. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. It's time, once again, to review the top 10 citations in Washington's long-term care facilities. Join Vicky McNeely tomorrow, January 15th, to go over the most common citations in assisted living, and with Elena Madrid on January 22nd to learn about the issues that most frequently occur in skilled nursing facilities. Understand why these citations happen, be prepared for your next survey or inspection, and avoid common mistakes. Registration is now open for the virtual Winter Symposium. Join WACA and other expert presenters, February 17th to 19th, for a fully virtual conference focusing on leadership, operations, and regulatory and legislative issues. You can earn up to 5 CEUs for each day you attend from the comfort of your home or office. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.